Celebrate today the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan. And it's really a wonder to see God Almighty coming to be baptized by St. John. This baptism of repentance from sin, Jesus, who didn't commit any sin at all, never did anything to offend God, and he who is God himself, coming to be baptized, what an act of humility. Such a paradox that he would do this. Why would he do this? And we see, you know, we look into the humility of God himself, in the love of God himself, the goodness of God, that he would come and represent all of us in our sinfulness. Because the people would go to John the Baptist to be baptized, but they would first confess their sins. And then they would be baptized with a baptism of repentance, which was somewhat symbolic and, you know, helpful for them to be sorry for their sins and to lead a better life. It was helpful in whatever way it was, although it was not a sacrament. And here our Lord comes in our name, representing us. And it wasn't just a symbol of what God did. He took our sins upon himself, and he came and allowed John the Baptist to baptize him. And it was at that point that our Lord sanctified the waters. He sanctified the waters, that he established and instituted the sacrament, at least at its initial stages. Later on, of course, after the resurrection, it was administered by the apostles at the command of our Lord to go and baptize all nations. But here it is instituted in its first initial stages. And here our Lord is sanctifying the waters so that we can be forgiven truly, not symbolically, not just in a helpful way, but a powerful way, the most powerful way. This is the greatest, single most greatest event that has happened in our life, where we are born in sin, we are committing sin, and we come to, you know, at least in our adult, if we are baptized as adult, we've committed actual sins, but we come to the sacrament of baptism and we come born in sin and living in sin and slaves of sin, slaves of the devil, children of the devil, children of darkness, and we are transformed through this great sacrament into children of light, children of God, really transformed into children of God. We are divinized. This is the single greatest event in of our life. We're transformed into children of God. This is the greatest treasure we have been given, and it is something that stays with us all our life. We receive at that moment sanctifying grace, which makes us one with God, united branches in the vine of God. We have God's blood flows through our spiritual veins, and we have to recognize this and treasure it and hold on to it and protect it, nourish it, nurture it, make it grow. This is what we are supposed to do as Christians. We have been marked by baptism. We have been marked as Christians. We will always be marked with that, whether we're in heaven or hell, wherever we are. We receive that mark, and we must live up to it. We must value it and treasure it as the greatest treasure. We have it in our heart if we're in the state of grace, this treasure full of gold and diamonds and rubies and treasures in our heart, that gold of the presence of the Holy Trinity is in our heart, those diamonds of the presence of Our Lady, those rubies and treasures of grace of God, virtues that he has planted there that we have to make grow. This is the greatest thing that we have, and we have to hold on to it again. We need to treasure it and protect it. Protect it by staying far away from sin, by staying close to the sacraments, close to Our Lady, who is our shield, our buffer, our protection, the ark that we take shelter in. We use Our Lady, that she who has been given to us to protect the presence of God in our heart, to shield us from the world and the world and Satan, who's in our flesh, that is so dangerous to us, our pride. And she protects us from all these things, and we need to protect ourselves as well from them, staying far away from all those dangers to which was just so real, so dangerous in throughout our life. And we protect ourselves through humility, through great devotion and love for Our Lady, for our holy Catholic faith, for everything holy in our faith. And we stay close, we take shelter in our faith and everything holy that we have been given to us by the Church, by Jesus Christ himself, protecting that great treasure of the grace, that sanctifying grace, that presence of God, that divinity that dwells within us in baptism. So let us this day value more that grace that's been given to us in baptism, our baptismal innocence that was given to us then, and making ourselves once again innocent and immaculate like our Lady through confession, through a holy life, through detachment from sin and attachment to grace, to a prayer to God in the Holy Eucharist. And so let us entrust ourselves to Our Lady in our consecration to her, which will make us treasure and value and protect our baptismal grace given to us by God.